You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So we talked about your journey, right? Your four stops, the gems that you picked up along the way. Mm-hmm. We talked about your personal mastery, how you shine. We talked about how you want to win. Mm-hmm. What in the world does all of that have to do with your business and what you're doing today?
Oh, man. Yeah. So I'm the founder of International Travel Assistance. And it's very different from being an engineer, for sure, in terms of when you look at it. My processes to build it is definitely from an engineer's mindset. All of my analytics that I've collected and the way I roll out different programs, all of those things are very structured. And I know my engineering background has supported that. But it's coming from a place of passion also. I love traveling. I love immersing myself in cultures. I love languages. I love food. And you really get those things when you are in a place longer than a week, in a place where you're not living on the resort, right? In a place where you can go to a country and really experience that country for what it is and not just trading locations, in a sense, trading the weather. I think that this has been an idea of mine kind of playing in the back of my head for a while that has just now come to fruition because I have the tools and I have created this version of myself to best suit this business.
Yeah. So sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
But you just said something. You said you have created this version of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot drop that gem and just move on like you didn't just drop that gem. You got to unpack that a little bit.
Okay. Okay, sure. Yeah, I think we're ever evolving. And I know for myself I am. And I challenge myself to always evolve, always stretch myself and grow. And if your why to do that means something to you, then you're going to be a better version of yourself after that, right? I think of a few of the things that I've shared already with really enclosing in myself when I went to private school that gave me that self-awareness of where do I have shortcomings, right? Why am I so uncomfortable to speak to these people when they're just awkward teenagers like I am, right? So I needed to do that. Or even just speaking to random strangers, like challenging myself and really being determined that I am not leaving here until I have my three introductions, you know, and I will sit at the bar, at a restaurant, and it was really nerve-wracking because I remember sometimes I was like, hi, I'm Michelle, and they're like, hi, and turn around. It's like, all right, that's one, though. That's one. I said hi, that's one. And now, you know, I'm able to just have conversations and riff off different topics with people because I like watching different documentaries, reading different books. I like hearing people's opinions. And I can have those conversations. And then just kind of going back to my business from creating the version of myself, going to those countries myself and seeing and acknowledging the differences between me going somewhere and staying on a resort, which is nothing's wrong with it. You know, I've had great times. Sit there, drink Mai Tais. It was okay. You know, no complaints. But I also was falling short of, well, how did you like country X? And it's like, well, I guess I could have drank Mai Tais by the pool here too, you know? And I didn't really get the value out of it. So that pushed me to be able to really be able to answer those questions with substance, right? And not just say I have stamps, but this is what I learned here. So all of those different experiences has shaped me into being who I am now, to have a business and speak to strangers and tell them what my business is, be able to share my living experiences in these other countries so that other people can understand that this is possible. And, you know, I did it as a single Black woman and it was still fun and I grew and you can do it too. So I think that we're always changing and evolving, and I'm very happy with where I am now. I think my tool bag is full for where I am now, but I definitely know to get to another level, there's more learning. I need to create another version of Michelle to do things as best as possible.
So let's talk business for a second before we or say goodbye. If you had to pick out one, what's the most important business lesson you've learned so far? I know it's hard.
Yeah, one. I would say fully believing in your vision. I think, especially when you're talking to people and you're trying to get them to understand the why, get them to support you, partner, all of those things. Everyone, I shouldn't say everyone. Some people will say, oh, yeah, that's great, but. Right. And you should change this thing, or I don't really think that model works, or the opinions come aplenty, you know, and you have to know how to sift through it and sticking to what your vision is and getting the opinions and say, OK, this one can actually enhance what my vision is. And this one will deter me in a way. Right. And being OK with all the opinions that are coming. I think I used to be, and I'm still practicing this, to the point with things where it's like, oh, no, I'm not going to listen to that. Thanks. You know, and shut it down right away. But there could be value. And I think I've gotten better with letting go when there isn't and being okay and still being able to converse with that person and not think like, man, that thing you told me was so stupid. Right? It was just like, no, that's what you thought. And that's okay. But if it doesn't align with my vision, then I'll leave it with you. And thank you for that.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.